still haven't found what you're looking for, it's probably because you haven't had your dreams analyzed yet. There goes you too, 93.7 The River, Doug and Joe Show. Last week, we did this little segment because we saw an article, and it talked about the 10 most common dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And we had people call up, and they're like, hey, Doug, Joe, what do you think this dream means? So we went through this, and the reason the article was out was because Lori Loewenberg has a book called Dream On It. And on the phone with us now, we got her on because last week, a bunch of people, they wanted their dreams analyzed. I was like, man, we got to get Lori on the phone in person so she could do the hard lifting for us. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
All the way from Tampa, Florida. How's the weather?
Much better than it was a month ago.
Yeah, I bet so.
Welcome to it. And you can also check out her website. It's thedreamzone.com. And her new book, or her book, is called Dream On It. So, Lori, I got to start with this question so the listeners know. What credentials do you have that make you a professional dream analyzer?
Well, I studied dream psychology, which is the study of subconscious thought and understanding we think in symbols while we're dreaming.
Oh.
So since then, I've become a regular on the Today Show and Dr. Oz, and I've written 3 books on the subject, and I've taught dream psychology at USF. So I kind of know what
I'm talking
about.
Okay, so what's it feel like to be on a real show now? You said you did Dr. Oz on the Today Show. How's it feel to be on a big-time show?
I really, really nervous right now.
Oh, man, that's funny.
So, Lori, can you easily, if people call us up at 766-9370, if they have a dream, can you tell them what's going on in their life or what that dream means?
Yeah, I can tell you what the dream is most likely connected to, what the dream means, and I can probably even find the advice or the warning that you are giving yourself through the dream.
Oh, very good. See, I like this.
I want to lay that dream that I've had down on her, because we've not found it in any of the books, and no one that's called has had the exact same thing. You remember that dream I was telling you about?
I don't.
Maybe we could start with mine while we wait for people to call in.
I really hate when you do this, but okay. What is your dream?
It's like it was happening. So quick setup. I got divorced, and about shortly a month or two after I got divorced, I started having this dream where people in my life, whether it be old acquaintances from high school and or college, or new acquaintances, like Dog was one of them. Friends that I have now here in Sacramento.
You're dreaming of me? Really? You're having dreams that include me?
Well, this is what would happen. People would just be mean to me. Like, it was just weird. Like, one dream was about an old apartment that I shared with 2 buddies, and there was just, like, mean things that were happening. They didn't want to talk or didn't want me to be in the same room.
Yeah.
Once I showed up to work with Dog, he didn't want me to come and be on the radio and do the show with him. And,
yeah,
like, my son was one time mean to me in it. He's a little kid. Like, just weird, random people from my life. But I had this dream probably 6 times, maybe?
I'm 7 curious times. What Lori thinks about this, and I won't give Lori the backstory as to who Joe is and how he is, Lori. I just want to see if you could analyze this with very little about Joe.
That's why I didn't tell her anything else except for the one traumatic thing I had to go through.
Why are people being mean to him, Lori?
Okay.
Is that a common dream, Lori?
First question, are you harboring any guilt over the divorce?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the thing
Let's
about
just go
dreams
ahead and say, yes, I am.
Is that you are? Okay. I thought so. Everything and every person in your dream is really all about you. So dreams are a conversation with the self. So when someone in a dream is mad at you, it's because you're mad at yourself.
Oh.
So have you been beating yourself up or having a nasty dialogue with yourself since the divorce?
Maybe, I don't know if I've had a nasty dialogue, but I possibly could have been beating myself up a little bit over it.
Okay, so that's being expressed in the dream. It's important that you pay very close attention to what is being said to you in the dream, because it's what you're really saying to yourself. Can you remember anything that anyone in your dream said to you that was mad at you?
We don't want you around. That's what the most common thing was. We don't want you around. We don't want
you. Said I was in the dream. I wouldn't have said I don't want you around. I would have said you worthless, lazy.
You said don't come in here. And I was like, but we got to do the show. And you're like, not today. Don't come in here.
I like that. Yeah.
And I was like, what do you want me to do? And you're like, just, I don't care. You can go sit in your office or you can leave. That's what he said to me.
So what's that about, Lori? Is he just guilty because he's screwed over so many people? No, I have.
Well, okay, so again, I don't know the backstory, but it sounds to me like through this dream, you're telling yourself this part of you, you're mad at the part of yourself that caused the divorce. And when Dog says, I don't want you around, that's you yourself. I don't want this part of me around anymore.
So I'll give Lori some backstory now. Here's the thing. Joe and I, we've done the show for about 10 years together. We've known each other for 14. Joe was a habitual pot smoker.
Yeah.
He smoked marijuana every day. He's now sober, Lori, so you know.
Year and a half
sober.
Mazel tov.
Yes.
Thank you.
And what he did was he had a hard time at work, and I used to give him a lot of crap because he was really just, I'll put it out there, a poor employee. He was a poor show partner. He had a lot of emotional baggage and a lot of personal stuff, and then it bled into his marriage, and the marriage bled into the show, and there was a lot of stuff off air that a lot of people don't know about, so it's pretty
well,
funny.
Well, they do now, though.
They know some of it. But Joe and I, we used to go at it quite a bit because Joe had a tough time in life for a long time. The drugs overtook him.
I was never sober. So
he was never
sober.
I was
just always just on something.
And he and his wife had trouble. So all these things kind of stacked up on his shoulders. So all these people that are mean to him were actually mean to him in real life because Joe brought all this baggage and he really had a tough go at things for a number of years.
And they were all kind of the people from college and you know, Chicago and whatever else. I mean, there were all kinds of drugs and whatever else that was involved in that situation. But they were always there. Like, all these people that have been mean to me were always in my corner all the way through in real life.
But in your dreams, they turn on
you. But in my dreams, they turned on me.
So, what you're saying, Lori, is that he was beating himself up because he was either guilty or he wanted a second take with these people. He knew he had wronged him in some way.
And I think it's really important that he was told, we don't want you around. Because that's him telling his addicted self, I don't want you around.
Wow!
I don't
want
the addicted Joe around.
You know what? You know
what?
It's cool about it. After I got sober and you know did some work on myself and changed and did whatever else, that dream went away. I haven't had it since.
Because you didn't give it a reason to come back.
Wow.
That's cool. I've always wondered about it. Thank you, Lori.
You're good, Lori. I like this. 766-9370. We've already got calls, so you want to jump in, Lori?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, let's do this. We'll put that there, and we'll go to Aaron. Aaron, good morning. What do you got for Lori?
Good morning. Good morning, guys. I got a quick question. I've had this dream for many years. And what it is I'm driving, and I slide off to the side of the road, and I crash, and I'm dying. And it makes me jump out of bed every night. And I do suffer from sleep apnea. I quit breathing several times during the night. But I've had this dream for many years, and I can't understand what it means.
Are you still getting it?
Oh, yeah. Every night.
Every night?
Constant. Every night I have this dream.
Wow.
Where I
when
die.
Did it start?
Probably 6 years ago.
6 years ago? Okay. Now, are you being treated for sleep apnea?
No. No.
Okay. It could be that, and it's the way your body's trying to wake you up to let you know you're not breathing. And that could be the death part. But let's look at there's not something more psychological going on. So you've been having it for 6 years, so we should be able to connect it to something that's been going on in your life for 6 years. Dying in a dream is about something changing or ending in your real life, or something that needs to change or end. Death is the end of life. To the dreaming mind, death is the end of life as you now know it, or death of the end of a certain part of your life. So is there anything for about 6 years now that has been on the verge of changing or needs to change or end?
Well, I've been divorced for about 13 years, so it can't be that. I don't know. I can't put it together. I lost some friends about 6 years ago.
What happened?
Two of them were murdered.
Oh. Okay, so it happened around the time the dream started.
Yeah.
Was there a resolution or was the murderer found and taken care of?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's it then.
Well,
that is heavy.
Something in your life where there's no resolution. This is one of the reasons we'll get recurring dreams. When there's an ongoing issue that is not taken care of, the dream will continue as long as the issue does. So when your friend was murdered, that changed you. That changed your life. And now there's no answer to it. So there's just this constant unanswered change that's happened.
All right.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I want to get to some other ones, Lori, because we only have so much time.
That was crazy.
And here's the thing. If you did call up 766-9370 and we don't take your call, it's because we've already covered it, because we have a couple other death or driving off cliff dreams I see here on the call screen. So we're going to bypass those and we're going to get to some new ones. Let's go to Melissa. Melissa, you're on with Lori Loewenberg.
Hi, guys. Hands-free free.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you are, neighbor. Woo!
Give your dream to Lori.
Yeah. So just recently, I think it was last week, I had a dream that I'm in a fairly large building, and there's multiple departments in my work. And I came into work, and they had just uprooted us and moved us to a different side of the building and consolidated all the departments, where we all had to sit at the same table, and it was like tile flooring, and the room was tilted, and I was the only one who noticed that the room was tilted, and we were in those regular office chairs with the rollers, and my chair kept rolling, and nothing I did, putting carpet under it, nothing, it just kept rolling towards the corner of the office where the tilt was, and there were all these windows, and I kept telling people, this isn't right. And nobody would believe me. Like, nobody paid any attention to it.
Did you drink a bunch of booze or do a bunch of street drugs the night before?
No.
Man.
God.
Lori, what's going on with her?
The tilting of the building bothered me.
What did you say?
The tilting of the floor, like not being able to control sitting at the table, really bothered me.
Okay, and that's the most important symbol. That was what I was going to tackle first. The tilted floor is connected to something in your real life that you feel is uneven or unfair. So, and that's why in the dream you're saying this isn't right, because in real life something's going on that you don't think is right, is not fair. So start at first. Is there anything going on at work that feels uneven or unfair?
No, not at work.
Okay, where is it?
So I work full time and my husband stays home with the kids. And he actually, and he does a wonderful job. It's great. And it works for us because we don't have to pay for daycare. But he's been hurt lately. So I've been working full time, plus going to the store, plus making dinner, plus cleaning the house, plus taking care of the kids. And I felt like...
You're absorbing all the duties.
Dude, you have no idea.
Wow.
Do you think your husband's, like, taking it easier than he should?
No, I mean, he generally hurt his back. He's been going to the chiropractor trying to get it fixed. It just is that overwhelming feeling of, okay, well, man up. Or, you know, like, I put on my big girl panties every day. You got to do something.
Oh,
okay,
I totally
so this may be where
that.
The table comes into play. The table is, you know, let's put it all on the table. So I think your dream is telling you, you need to have an open, honest discussion with him about this.
Yeah, because you asked her, Lori, if she felt as if he wasn't doing his fair share. And she said, no, I think he's legitimately hurt. But then she quickly responds with,
yep,
she's putting on her big girl panties. She does feel, whether she says it or not, that he's not doing his fair shake.
You
it
think,
sounds like.
Do you think he could possibly do a little more than what he's doing?
Probably. He
there
can
it
probably
is.
Whine yeah. a little less when he gets out of bed in the morning.
Wow.
Okay, so I haven't put it all out on the table. That's what your dream is telling you. You got to lay this all out on the table.
That is amazing. Appreciate the call, Melissa.
God, these are fun.
Hey, Lori, I'm going to tell you, you are astounding.
Yeah,
you're incredible at this, the way that you simplify and you can get to this, and then these people. See, because this isn't tarot card reading.
No.
I mean, this is legitimate, and there is science behind this, and you've studied this, and you've been right two out of the two, and when you dig enough by these symbols in the dreams, you come up accurate.
She's
it's
been
amazing.
Right three out of the three. She was right on mine.
Yeah.
That's three people in a row.
Lori, we got to do a commercial break. Can you hang on, or can we call you back and do a part two with you?
Yeah, we can do one more segment, sure.
All right,
awesome.
Let's do one more. We're on
Thank
the phone
you,
right now with Lori Loewenberg. Make sure you check out the website, thedreamzone.com, and her new book's called Dream On It. We'll come back, part two with Lori. Hold on.